of the show. Now we've got some clouds rolling through, but temperatures still in the mid-80s, and that sets the stage for what should be a very entertaining contest between the Tribe and the Twins coming your way a little bit later on tonight. And while it might not feel like fall weather just yet, we're getting there. As a matter of fact, this might be the last day of the year where temperatures are in the 80s. This weekend, you'll get some fall weather, and that'll be a prime environment for a chili cook-off. And we've got Jerry Vogel with us right now from Heritage Avon Lake. They're having their chili cook-off this weekend. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on, Bull.
Well, let's get into the basic details of the cook-off. What all is happening here, and where is it all going down?
Well, it's going to be on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Avon Lake. And that's right on Electric, just a little bit west of Avon Belden. And this is our 15th year of having the chili cook-off. And what happens is we invite local restaurants to contribute their best chili. It's all donated, and everybody who has a ticket can come on and try the chili. And it's all anonymous. You don't know who made what. It's numbered. And we vote for who likes what chili the best, and that is who wins the golden spoon.
You said this has been around for 15 years. How did this all begin?
Well, it began when the Avon Lake Landmark Preservation Society first came together, and the purpose of this organization was to save the historic Folger home on Lake Erie, right in Veterans Park. It was a building that was it was in very poor shape, and the city was talking about raising it. The community came together in this group to raise the money to keep that from happening, and ever since, through money, through volunteer work, through a lot of support, and then later from the city itself, we're at a place where the Folger home is almost completely renovated from where it was, and it's become more of an attraction again in the lake. It's beautiful. We just put new siding on it this year. We had put a porch on last year. And you can see there's some new landscaping, new parking lot. All this is making a very attractive place to be. And that's how it was originally conceived, was a fundraiser for that. Now, it started out at the Folger home, and I know some people will probably knock on the door and wonder where the chili is. But it's just we've outgrown it. We can't have it there. We only have room for 48 people in the building. So we moved it to first one church and now another, so we can have the room to really have it.
Jerry, tell me about the chili. Are there groups, are there categories, or is it every chili for themselves? What do we see here? Are there creative batches that come out?
Well, it's all a mystery, and they're provided by the restaurants. And the restaurants who are participating here is I'll run them over. It's Rio Coffee Brewery. They were the winner last year. Athena's Deli, Jake's on the Lake, Jitta's Table, Novotny Catering, Wendy's of Avon, and Breakwall Food and Spirits. And so there's seven restaurants, seven anonymous chilies for you to try out and vote on.
Nice.
That's really cool stuff, because what you have there is you have all different kinds of restaurants there, too. So it's not like it's a particular place that specializes in chili. And I think that really kind of adds more fuel to the fire. I think that really makes for a really awesome environment. You mentioned that this is the largest fundraiser for you guys throughout the course of the year. What is it that makes this your largest and perhaps more successful than the rest?
Well, it's been because we've been doing it for so long, a lot of people remember it. We've been trying to make it bigger year by year. And last year, we did okay, but we thought we could change it up a bit by making it a little earlier in the season. Usually it's the first weekend of November, but this year we thought we'd move it a bit earlier, because now it's the weekend before homecoming in Avon Lake. And the thing is, it's right before the Bandorama, which is another big event that draws people to Avon Lake Stadium here. So that starts at 6 o'clock, and you could come and have your chili and then walk over to Bandorama right afterwards.
You've mentioned some of these elements already, Jerry, but I want to run through them again here. But you've talked about some of the elements that make this unique. But in your mind, what makes this chili cook-off so unique? I think there are certainly a lot of elements at play here. The fact that you've been doing it for 15 years says a lot about how successful it's been. But in your mind, what makes this particular chili cook-off so unique?
I just think it's a great night out for your family and for your friends. It's a chance for you to meet a lot of your neighbors in a place you might not expect to. You might want to meet a lot of members of our organization who will be doing all the volunteer work that makes it happen, as well as several city staff, council members, celebrities will be doing serving of the samples. And so it brings a lot of the community together in one place. Now, what's historical about Chile? I'm not really sure. But, you know, other than the legendary Hall of Fame that Gold Spoon winners will enter into. But it's just, we'll also have a chance to learn about everything that we're doing in the community and of, what could I say, there will be slides of, like, Avon Lake historical pictures and lots of questions answered. We've got a great board and great members who take a lot of pride in what they do, not just with the buildings and landmarks that we're looking after, but the programs, the events, because we have lots of educational, entertaining events happening in Avon Lake all the time.
Sure. Jerry, you've mentioned it a couple times now. Tell us a little bit about that gold spoon. Where did it come from? How'd that derive into the prize, so
well,
to speak?
Here's a little secret. Everybody gets their own gold spoon to keep.
Nice.
And you go to a lot of these local places, they have a few of them on their walls. So we're looking forward to find out who will get it this year.
Nice.
Usually we have a hint about in advance because we see whose chili is selling out the fastest. You know, people are coming back for seconds and thirds. You can't.
Again, we're talking with Jerry Vogel of Heritage Avon Lake. Their chili cook-off is coming up this Saturday. All begins at 4 o'clock. Well, you mentioned the golden spoon. Are there different categories here, though, as well? You mentioned that golden spoon. That's the coveted prize. But do you give away prizes for maybe like the spiciest chili or different kinds of chili? Or are there any unique awards that come away from this thing aside from the golden spoon?
Not really. It's everybody to vote more or less on what they consider to be their favorite chili that year, and I know that some of our contestants vary it up. I know sometimes in the past, one of them may have even slipped in meatless chili, and we'll find out if anybody noticed.
Wow.
Hey, if meatless chili is done the right way, I'm telling you, some people will laugh at that. Some people scoff at that, but if you do meatless chili the right way,
you won't notice.
There are a lot of people that may not notice.
That's right. You know, there's all kinds of substitutes that will make for a good flavored thing, too. Now, I have had people call and ask me, saying, hey, I want to enter my chili into this. It's like, well, it's not that kind of chili contest. We do have others in the area. And yeah, I like making a mean chili myself. But, you know, that's another thing down the line is community chili cook-offs. I know that some other groups and churches in the community have done these things with success. But we also want to just, it's great that we have these restaurants donating, again, all this chili. And we have a lot of volunteers and other local businesses donating their time, their prizes. And yes, by the way, we got prizes. We got gift baskets. Bring lots of cash. We'll be selling tickets, you know, buy the single, double, or the armload. We got prizes donated by local businesses that we put these baskets together that I think is some really good things.
Very cool stuff. Well, in your mind, what makes a good chili? Do you get a chance to be one of those that gets a chance to judge here in this equation?
Well, I guess I get a vote like everybody else, but I try not to know who I'm voting for. I just strictly go on, okay, this is who it is. This is what it is. I'm not going to vote based on who it is because I think it's just judge every chili on its own merits. But if you have to ask me what I would put in chili, on my own chili, I put coriander in it.
Ooh.
All right. Well, Jerry, we certainly appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with that chili cook-off this weekend.
Yes, and stay tuned for lots of other events. We've got our cemetery tour coming in October. Santa's coming back in December. And, you know, every Tuesday night, the Folger Home, we're open. So drop in. Help us finish off our ice cream inventory and have some coffee. We're starting that now, too.
All righty. Great stuff. Well, Jerry, thank you again for your time. Certainly appreciate that. And boy, the beauty of Bullseye on the Afternoon is sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get, and you never know who's going to join you. Now, I looked down to that home dugout. Joel Hammond was blowing me up here saying, hey, look down to the dugout. Look down to the dugout. I'm like, well, why am I looking down to the dugout?